Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
The Raheemy Harrison Grody Show, middays 10 to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
You're the best around. Nothing's gonna ever keep you down. You're the best around.
That's right. Raheemy Harrison and Grody on The Score. Gabe Ramirez is sitting in today. Nico Horner will be on The Score today at 2:30 with Spiegel and Holmes. See those guys getting warmed up. They will join us for transition right around 2 o'clock. But yeah, they've got Horner at 2:30. We've got Elise Menaker of the Marquee Sports Network coming up at about 15 minutes from right now, 1 p.m., to get back into the Cubs talk. But we did our five on it. Lots of things get left out because we can only put five of the usually 12 to 15 options that we have. But we decided to bring one of the flawed questions or questions that didn't make it to the five on it segment. And the question is, Gabe, did last night prove that the Cubs have the best fan base in Chicago?
I mean, listen, on a night like last night, you know, Wrigley Field wasn't just full, right, to capacity. It did feel alive, right? And it wasn't just the Freddy Peralta chants. It wasn't just the emotions on running on high after the Ian Happ homer. But it's been that way consistently for these games in the playoffs and just for the Cubs as a whole. But, I mean, come on. I'm not just going to sit up here and just be like, oh, yeah, Cubs, best fan base. You know, what did you say? The city or in all of baseball or just any sport?
Chicago. Did last night prove that the Cubs have the best fan base in Chicago is the question.
Now, listen. Cubs, they're still waiting for their second championship after 2016. Cubs fans, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They still think they're going to be able to rattle it off a couple.
No doubt.
No doubt about it. So I think what they're experiencing right now and what where we have this bit of recency bias is that Cubs fans are desperate for a win, for some sort of playoff success because it had been so long. And I think that they can smell it, right? The last couple of years, missing the postseason by a couple of games, finally getting in despite the lack of moves made at the trade deadline. So this is a fan base that is essentially playing with house money at this point. They don't feel like they necessarily have the best team out of the remaining ones. We heard Joe Ostrowski mention they have the slimmest odds to win the World Series in the present. However, it's a scrappy team. It mirrors Chicago. It's this one of grit. It's this one of believability. Despite whatever stacked against me, we can pull this off, especially against the Milwaukee Brewers. So I think in the moment, it seems as such. But I'm a kid that grew up in Chicago in the 90s. I saw what the United Center or Chicago Stadium was like during those playoff runs. I know how excited that fan base was. I was at a playoff game when the White Sox won the World Series in 2005. It's just different. But the fact of the matter is, it's the Bears fan base. And, you know, our one of our bosses here, Ryan Porth, brought up a great point that, and even Kyle Long mentioned it, where we are a fan base that expects something wrong to happen when it comes to the Chicago Bears. We can't just live in this, oh my God, this is it. But if Caleb Williams takes the Bears to the playoffs and the Bears win a game, right? And there's only one game, unlike baseball, where you get to win a couple before you bow out. If the Bears win a game or in that fashion, this city might burn to the ground if the Chicago Bears win the Super Bowl or make it to the Super Bowl again.
Oh,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Yeah, right behind us here on Michigan Avenue. It would be something. I mean, it would be pretty close to, in terms of pure population or attendance, to what the Cubs parade was, depending on which numbers we all believe on. Because I thoroughly believe that every single city celebration in America for our sporting teams, they get exaggerated usually. It's whatever it is plus a million. That's kind of what it always
Who's
feels
gonna
like.
Who's going to fact check this?
Nobody wants to fact check. You don't even want to be the person that fact. Okay, well, we'll let the Cubs say there was 30 million people there. That wasn't the number. But part of the reason we didn't do this segment in five on it is because there's just not a succinct answer. Of course, the Bears is what brings us all together, and they would bring the city down if they were to win the World Series. There's no more consequential team in this town. But I will say that if we were doing recency bias is a really important thing to throw out there, because I covered the entire White Sox run in 2005 when Paul Konerko hits a grand slam. Mm. And like we talk about the crazy roaring sounds from Wrigley Field last night, Pat Hughes saying you can't even hear yourself think. I heard him telling Ron Coomer last night that I may not answer you because I can't hear you. like that's the, like at White Sox Park, I guess it was a U.S. Cellular Field then, the roar like sticks in my head is one of the biggest roars I have heard live. Like what I'm saying is every fan base kind of has their own superpower. When the Blackhawks were winning titles, everybody was on the bandwagon. There was no louder stadium than the United Center before the game started. It's a little quiet once things get going. This is also a great, great postseason basketball city. And yes, it does have its ties to Jordan, but the United Center pops during the playoffs, even if the Bulls don't have a chance. So, and then, of course, the Bears and the Cubs bring the house down. But you hear me. Like, I'm just going through the fan bases, so it's hard for me to call which fan base actually provides the most noise or interruption or whatever you want to say for their respective playoff games.
Yeah, I mean, listen, no one's taking anything away from Cubs fandom or fans themselves, because we all know Wrigley could be like that on a Friday afternoon in the middle of May. If you have a really good game where the Cubs are battling back, Wrigley will be rocking. Go Cubs Go will be saying at a volume that, you know, might make your ears bleed. So, yeah. I mean, so when you're talking about fan bases and just, you know, consistently being there, certainly the Cubs are the creme de la creme of the city.
Yeah. And look, like if we're really getting into it, we don't have time to completely get into all the minutia. Like Soldier Field could be quiet. It can be. Sometimes like you got to get them up for moments. You know, you see the defensive players trying. And I think part of that is the acoustics aren't great at Soldier Field. And still, it still has the largest volume of fans, but that's really getting into the weeds when it comes down to that. And somebody mentioned here from the 773, the blackout game was epic.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the one from 773 that I'm an idiot because I think that the Cubs don't have the best fan base in the city. I mean, get it.
It's a hell of a fan base. I mean, like these are kind of different. Again, this is why we didn't do it, because they're kind of different questions. Like we know where the volume is for fandom, but when you are in a stadium, which stadium in this town provides the best home field advantage at their maximum? It's hard to argue with what we heard at Wrigley Field last night, but I will give you an argument. Yeah, the blackout game is great. I did not happen to attend that, but I've been to a lot of big White Sox games, and when that place is filled, it is to be reckoned with. I misspoke. Elise Menaker will join us at 1:25. I knew this. Elise from the Marquee Sports Network will join us as a guest to talk about the Cubs and the Milwaukee Brewers in Game 5. why don't you and I kick it around next, though? Let's talk about the potential pitching matchups and get into this Game 5, Cubs and Brewers, tomorrow right here on The Score. It is Raheemy Harris and Grody with Gabe Ramirez on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.